Hello and welcome. This is Richie Milani from Learning Without Borders. Today, I'll be talking about young people in Dublin, and this is part two. In part one, I was talking about the south side of Dublin and the accent of the south sider. And now, I'll be talking about my side of the river, the north side. The history of the north side is a sad one. For hundreds of years, the north side was the slums of Dublin. But the people living there were proud and tough people, and considered the heart and soul of Dublin culture. The culture of the north side can be heard best in the pubs of Dublin. When you hear an old-fashioned sing-song, we say that the fight for freedom began with a song. The accent of the north sider is not the most attractive, mind you. It's a rough and fast accent, which is similar to the Liverpool accent. Here is some Dublinese slang to give you a taste of the accent. So, I'll do it without the accent first. What's the story, horse? So, whenever you hear someone go, "What's the story?" that means what's going on. And then in England, they would say mate as your friend. We don't say mate. We do, but we more say horse. So you'd say, "What's the story, horse? What's going on, mate?" Come here, if you want to call somebody over, you'd say, "Not come here, please." Not very polite. We go, "Come here." If you want to ask somebody to calm down or slow down, you'd say, "Relax the cax." If you think that somebody was being silly, they would be acting the maggot. If something was really cool, would that be bleed and wrap it? So now I'm going to do them with the accent. "What's the story, horse?" So it's through the nose, and it's a little bit rough at the back of the throat. "What's the story, horse?" And in Dublin, a lot of people really drag out or elongate the words. "What's the story, horse?" Now, "come here" would be, "Come here. Come here." Sounds like a siren. Okay, "relax the cax." Be like, "Relax the cax, will ya? Relax the cax." You're being silly. You're acting the maggot. You're acting the maggot. You'll notice that we kind of do this noise at the beginning sentences. I'm not sure why. I think it's instead of the M when you're thinking. Like, you're acting the maggot. So it's all really down the base of your throat, guys, and through the nose. If something was cool, it was bleedin' rapid. Bleedin' rapid. That was bleedin' rapid. So a simple sentence might be maybe between two people. "Yo, what's the story, horse? Would you come here? Slow down, relax the cax. Don't be acting the maggot. Did you see what he did? That was bleeding rapid." Now, in part one, I mentioned two Irish sports, hurling and GAA football. These sports are valued by the Northsiders because they were both illegal to play for some time during the English rule. Hurling and Gaa football are played on a pitch which is the same as a rugby pitch, with crossbar goals and vertical posts. In Gaa football, players can handle the ball for 3 steps before having to bounce it or kick it. Kind of like basketball on a rugby pitch crossed over with soccer. And then in hurling, players have an axe-shaped wooden stick called a hurl. And the ball is a small leather ball, very similar to an American baseball. In both sports, players score points by either shooting the ball into the goal or above it between the two vertical posts. YouTube some examples and have a quick look. Hurling is the fastest field sport in the world and extremely entertaining. Well, guys, that's the end of part two. Well done, and thanks for listening. Bye.